Tonight on Full Credit to the Boys, the Twitter challenge takes a turn. Some star Swans get themselves into strife. And Carmichael Hunt's career hangs on by a thread. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Our Twitter handle is at FCTTB_podcast. Myself, at Late Mailman. And with me is former legend. He's at former_legend because for some reason, was former legend taken? Or like, why the underscore? Just
I don't know. I'm very new to computers, mate.
Did Clive set you up with that?
Yes, he did.
I don't understand.
It's the same handle on Tinder and Grindr.
Oh, right. So, yeah, consistency. Yeah. Branding.
One of them's been going off a lot. I can't remember which one it was. Anyway.
Yeah. How are you? Good afternoon. Good evening.
I was just talking to you off air and said that I'd called Kerry Hemsley on the way over here.
Yes.
And got talking the great buckets. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to call him and talk to him about Laurie Nicholls. I don't know if you saw the game on the weekend.
Yes.
The 78th minute, they had a standing ovation for the great man.
They did.
So anyone who doesn't know who Laurie Nicholls is, maybe you're too young or too naive, Laurie Nicholls is probably the greatest rugby league fan and then
certainly the greatest Tigers fan
maybe the world has ever seen.
If you maybe you don't recognise the name. Well, let's just say he's that guy who used to stand on the sideline, rain, hail, or shine, in a Phillips singlet.
That's right.
Phillips singlet and, box.
Yeah. Shadow box. Yeah. Never hit a soul. Because what happened was I thought I'd come on and tell you a bit of a story that I'd heard about Laurie during the week. And to be honest with you, it didn't make sense. It didn't hold true. So I thought I'd ring buckets because I thought, well, he knew him as good as anyone. And I told him the story. He seems to think that, nah, he said Laurie was a gentleman. He said, so I don't believe that story. He said, but I'll tell you two stories, both of them which I knew, both of them which, if you'd like, I'd share with you. Now, the first one, Laurie Nicholls was on a train. Now, Laurie liked to rhyme everything.
Okay.
And so he'd call Ellery Henley, Ellery Celery, and so on and so forth.
Yep.
You know, I can't remember. There are other ones that he used for Blocker and for some such. But he was on a train one time coming home because Laurie'd come down and watch Tigers train from Springwood. So he'd come down by train, watch, and then go back home.
Of course he would.
Now, on the train home, he got on the train and there was one seat left and a lady was sitting there with a cat on the seat. And he said, excuse me, madam, would you mind moving your cat so I can sit down? And he would have said it in that way. And the lady said, no, I certainly will not move this cat. He went, right.
This sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
No. Well, it's about to be. So with that, because they were still at the station, Laurie picked up the cat, looked at the lady and said, rat-a-tat-tat, say goodbye to your cat, and threw it out the window onto the platform.
What?
As the train took off.
You're kidding me.
So they get to the next station, and by this stage, somehow the police had become involved. I think maybe someone's seen a cat flying out a window of a thing. And they'd stopped the train, but then by then they knew that the cat was okay, and so Laurie was let off with a bit of a warning.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
wow.
The second story is he went away with the Australian Kangaroos to France and England for a tour.
Okay.
And Laurie liked to jog a little bit, and so he decided to go for an early morning jog in Paris while they were in France. And he looked mad, let's be honest.
Mm.
And he always wore that singlet. So he went for a jog in his singlet and shorts. It was pretty cold, as in probably about 0 degrees.
Yep.
And as he's running, he's thinking, shit, I think I've lost my way here. So he says to a couple of the locals, which way to whatever hotel they're staying at. They pointed in a direction, so he kept running. Come to some more people, because he thought, geez, this doesn't look familiar. And so on and so forth. He got to about three different people. And then he realized that these French people, being the arrogant frogs that they were, had just sent him on a wild goose chase, and they estimated he'd run 22 kilometres that morning. So, they're two Laurie Nicholls stories, a dead set legend, and rest in peace, great man.
All right, let's do this. All right, NRL results from round 16. Mm. We've just had first eight game round of footy for
Easy for you to say.
Seems like a month or two, but I know it hasn't been quite that long. First couple of games, Broncos beat the Knights 44-22 in the Gran Torino Shield. Well done, Clive. That's, yeah, the old Clint Eastwood thing.
Yeah.
Wayne Bennett.
Did you watch that?
I didn't. No,
nor did I.
It's the second Friday night game, please.
Oh, please put them on Thursday nights. The last four rounds of this year, they're going to have Thursday night football again.
Yeah, I believe
Thanks the Lord.
Rabbitohs beat Manly 20-8 in the Where is the Julie Burgess Cup? And Steve Maddai, just on a side note, absolutely obliterated Dave Tyrrell. And didn't Dave Tyrrell know it when he got
the cleanest tackled? Tackle I've seen in so long. It's
spectacular in this post-shoulder charge era.
Yes.
I'd be pretty confident in saying the best tackle in the post-shoulder charge
without
era.
Oh, without a doubt. And we won't see another one like
it
that this
fantastic.
Year.
Yeah. Back to that Where is Julie Burgess Cup thing, though. That's a good point, Clive. Is like Sam and Julie, are they a package deal or something? We've not seen hide nor hair of Julie Burgess since the grand final last year. I haven't, anyway.
I got two theories here.
Yeah.
First of all, Sam's the favourite son. Yeah. son, and she's yeah. off.
Clear as day.
Yeah, not interested in footy anymore. Or second of all, she is part of the oust group.
Well, maybe it's even deeper than that. Maybe she's part of the Illuminati or something.
We can start a hashtag, where is Julie Burgess?
Wow. Warriors belted the Raiders 30-8. Sean Johnson, another masterclass.
Yeah.
It's two in a row for him.
Can I tell you, I've just thrown a sneaky 10 onto the Warriors to win the comp. Just in case.
I'll back them to be there. I just can't see them finishing.
They've
got to
run top four. If they run top four, they get two home semis. If they get two home semis, they're a sniff. There's a lot of ifs in that.
Or if they get a semi in Melbourne. Because they bloody love a semi down in Melbourne. The saying, no JT, no Cowboys, well, it rang pretty true on the weekend. The Sharks decided to have a go for 40 minutes and they won 24-18.
Did you watch
18 that? 18-0 down they were.
Did you watch that?
I put a sneaky 20 on the Cowboys.
Ouch.
It was a free bet. Betting company said, here's a free bet. And I was like, well, Cowboys are a sure thing. I'll just turn that money around. No, not right now. No, not until they sponsor the show. No JT, no Cowboys. They just turned off and Sharks came back 24-18. Cowboys had had like, I think they had 10 in a row to that stage or something
like
that.
Yeah, they're now none in a row.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they've got no JT this weekend if they're playing.
Topic altogether, but maybe next week we'll talk about the greatest soft draw in history this year, the St George Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
They seem to meet people at the perfect time. This week, they've got the Cowboys with no JT, Morgan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Scott Tarmow.
Now, we can go back
through. Dallas Johnson either.
Let me do a little bit more research about who they've played, who they've beaten this year. Soft draw.
Okay. Speaking of the Dragons, they were stiffer than a honeymooner's bed flute. Clive. Oh, I should have. Should have read it through. After a couple of dusty calls go down 16-12 to the Eels, I feel like I also had money on the Eels to lose that one.
Mm.
And the Roosters beat the Titans 20-10 in the Rubbery Figures Cup.
crowd
figures, that is. Oh, crowd probably 10. Came in about 10,000.
20
Panthers
million.
Scraped home over the luckless Tigers 35-10. Luckless in that Jason Taylor is their coach.
Clive, you can't say that, Clive.
That's a little bit defamatory.
Oof.
To be honest. Slanderous, if nothing else. and then Monday night, Bulldogs beat the Storm 20-4 in the Lucky You're With Amy new for old car replacement return to Belmore Shield. What the hell does that mean?
How many cars got knocked off last night parked outside of Belmore?
Oh, no comment. It looked good on the telly, though.
It did look good, didn't it?
I didn't get out to Belmore, unfortunately.
Oh, I nearly did. Nearly did anyway.
But yeah, it looked great, and it had a good feeling to it as well. And obviously, the Bulldogs cruised home, to be honest. In the AFL, the Swans lost to the Tigers 95-77. Kurt Tippett, gone for a week, elbow to the head. Lance Franklin, gone for a week. Massive body blow on Richmond Tiger.
Desperately lucky, would you say? Both of them?
To only get a week?
Mm.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. I think so. I heard Kurt Tibbett say last day, he's just like, just a bit of poor timing, a bit careless.
And I had eyes for him and not the war.
But anyway, week each for them, so it'll be interesting to see how they play against Port on Thursday night at the SCG this week.
Good luck.
God, how about that AFL knowledge just rattling out of our out of our mouths. GWS got their first points without Shane Mumford with a bye. Oh, tricky. Tricky. News Limited uncovered documents relating to Carmichael Hunt's evidence, where he gives up names of fellow drug takers and suppliers in order for a lighter police charge and sentence, and potentially save his career as well, which is something I find staggering.
Un-Australian.
Is it a coincidence that the Wallaby squad has maybe been whittled down a little bit this week and they don't think that Carmichael's going to be a part of it? Is that a coincidence?
I don't think it's necessarily a coincidence.
Mm.
I wrote on Twitter during the week that if I was in the Reds and we're getting on the team bus, I'd make Carmichael get on first so he didn't throw anyone under it.
Yeah.
It's staggering. We'll get into that maybe a little bit later.
Without knowing the details, it's sort of hard to say whether he's a dog for doing what he's done because, you know, like I said, we don't know the details.
Well, we've seen a lot of the details.
But if he's in the ringleader status, well, then that's a bit of a dog act. If he's well below and there's someone else pulling strings, then I don't know how it works.
Mate, there's a code you don't break.
Yeah.
From what I can read, it was the police were sitting there and said, you know, we're going to cop this, or if you give us a little bit of info, you'll cop this.
Yeah.
And he's gone, oh, well, let me tell you about player X and player Y. And I went to Domino's out the front and picked up some more Coke from player Z. And the cops went, yeah, okay. And he would have went, and while we're here, let me tell you about...
Are you writing that down? You're not writing that down.
Guys, change the tape. You need a new tape for your video camera. I got more.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It's sort of hard to go too far into that right at the moment, not knowing all the details. So it'll be interesting to see how it sort of pans out.
And the two Origin teams were named?
They were. Well, Queensland was on Monday and New South Wales on Tuesday, which is weird because New South Wales used to be the one, like even just up to last year, I think, or maybe the year before, they would always name it first and then Queensland would just be like, yeah, same team as before.
Yeah.
Same team as before.
Same team as the team we picked on New Year's Eve.
Old pick and stick didn't sort of...
What happened?
Didn't really ring true this time, did it?
They backflipped on Daly Cherry Evans.
I still maintain that he didn't have this stinker that people believe he had.
You're a bad judge, mate.
No, look, he's guilty of just not having been brilliant. That's what it was. He was guilty of not being clinical.
Okay, I'll go further as what we went into last week. He's the halfback, correct?
Yeah.
The halfback, your quarterback, he makes the plays.
Yes, but let's face it, there's two in that team. And one of them holds more.
And one of them played the house down.
Yeah, and one of them has a say, basically, in how it works. Like we said, they play very similar off-the-cuff sort of games. Like, they're more freestyle players than Cooper Cronk is, which doesn't complement one another. It's evident.
Mm.
It's one thing to say that they don't complement each other, but to say he had a stinker, I think that's beyond the truth.
Okay, well, let me put it another way. Would you have dropped him? If you were Queensland.
Well, it's hard. I'm going to say no because of the arrogant pick and stick thing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I don't think it's broke.
Mm.
However, I think perhaps in this instance, it might be better with Michael Morgan because he and Jonathan Thurston have been playing the house down together.
And that's if Cronk doesn't play.
And that's if Cronk... No, because the whole thing is that Cronk is going to play at this stage.
Yeah. But even so, let's just say Cronk doesn't play. Would you pick Daly Cherry-Evans in or would you put Morgan in?
Well, same situation, really, I think. Because I think they're erring in having this stupid half thing on the bench. I think that's an error in itself.
Yes.
So if Cronk's out, then I'm replacing him with another forward and Morgan's going into that number six jersey.
Yes. So you drop Daly Cherry-Evans?
Yeah, well, like I said, I probably wouldn't because of the whole pick and stick thing. I would just keep with him because if it ain't broke, don't fix it. However, I can see why they're going with this way because... It goes against their
philosophy
theory.
Yeah.
It does. It's hypocritical.
I get you, but taking out history and pick and stick, and we all know that pick and stick, you got four immortals in there.
Can you tell
really?
Me?
Pick
can you stick? Tell me that Daly Cherry-Evans had a worse game in game two than say Trent Hodgkinson or Mitchell Pearce did in game one?
No, but I'll tell you something else. Queensland got more to pick from than we have.
They do.
So, I think that's apples and oranges.
Yeah.
If New South Wales had four halfbacks to pick from, Trent Hodgkinson possibly wouldn't be there.
Yeah, but I think he had his... I think
we had probably half a halfback to pick from.
Yeah. I don't know. We could debate it all day. I just think that, like, if the media are saying Daly Cherry Evans played a 3 or a 4 in game two, I think it was more like a 5 or a 6, or maybe even, you know, beyond. But he was guilty of not being Cooper Cronk, and that's basically what it is.
Mm-hmm. So New South Wales have picked Farah.
They have.
He's got no chance of playing, has he?
He's in surgery tonight.
Tonight.
Please.
This is their way of getting around the loophole?
It is. They're basically just... The words are saying one thing, but everyone knows what's going on.
I just listened to an interview with...
You know though, Ennis is contesting his charge.
Yes. Interesting in itself. Does that mean he can get two, or is he just...
I don't know the fine details as to whether he is actually risking another week or so's rest.
Mm, good research,
but Clive. It could really stuff him up if that is the case.
So they've named Hinchcliffe as a shadow.
Yeah, but I think he's injured as well. But
we all know that's not going to happen.
No, Hinchcliffe's not. Hinchcliffe's a bit of a Bureau situation.
Yeah, I tweeted last night that if... Because I thought there was a loophole closed on this hoodie. I didn't think they could do what they're doing with Ennis.
No, because the way it had been done in the past was TBA had been named.
Yes.
They hadn't named someone.
Well, they'd basically just name some nuffy that's not going to play.
But what, drop him for form?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a form thing.
Mate, a lot of bad things happen in the showers at the Queensland training camp. Twisted my ankle.
Dave Taylor fell
up.
Out of bed, if you remember.
Well, he didn't fall out of bed, let's be honest. No, I'll tell you the story
pan.
There.
Yeah, there was a fry pan. Maybe a saucepan.
Okay. Let's just say the loophole didn't exist.
Mm.
Who would you name? Say Ennis is out, Farrah's out.
Yeah, I'm really stuffed if I know.
I tweeted last night a name.
Because there's not many, because not many 80-minute hookers around.
You know I love my left field selections.
Mm. Blake Austin.
Well, I like that too. I actually like that.
You've got to really make sure, though, that he's got the fitness to play.
I'd run Hodgkinson and hooker.
Yeah, Andrew John said that last night on Monday Night Footy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to their call last night. Or my other choice is Michael Leicher.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how you say it? Leicher? Leicher.
I think it's Leicher or Leicher.
Like a tiger.
I don't know.
Yeah, so that was my other left field option. What do you think? He's young.
I don't know much about him.
And it's a risk.
Honest. Yeah, it is a risk. It's hard to face debuting someone in game three. That's where I think the Hodgkinson thing has a bit more legs.
Yeah, I agree with that. But
anyway. Twitter challenge time. This is where we've given each other a celebrity on Twitter, fairly prominent, omnipresent celebrities on Twitter that we have to get a follow and a reply from.
Omnipresent.
Look it up in the Oxford.
Clive shrugging.
I gave former legend Sally_Fitz, otherwise known as Sally Fitzgibbons, and he gave me Shane Warne, @ShaneWarn. How'd you go this week?
Can I tell you, this might have been the first week I tried.
Just a follow and a reply, that's all we need. Not much to ask for.
I thought you were having a go at me then.
No.
Can I tell you, I actually tried this week.
Okay.
I actually had a serious go for a change.
Okay.
So, I was driving along in the Chimera, and the radio told me that Sally Fitz was going to be at some in-store thing for some sponsor in Westfield's Bondi.
Okay.
And I thought, all right. So, my tweet was... Hi, it's Sally Fitz. Any truth you're going to be at Bondi Junction Westfields this weekend? Now, I thought this was a massive opening for her or whoever does her Twitter to drop the name that she's going to be in, maybe mention some details, which would be a reply, correct?
Yeah.
Nothing.
No.
And the only thing I got was a couple of our white ant listeners who just included her in their tweets and said, give up. You've lost this. Does your AVO let you go near her? The whole thing.
Yeah.
And then they included Trent Merrin in a couple and said, does Trent know that you're stalking her?
You realise that you tweeted something similar to Yvonne the other day, didn't you? I was at Brookie and you...
Oh, look, I'm not bitter. I didn't get upset with him because I thought, if you can give it, you've got to take it.
Careful, though, because white ants in glass houses. Remember that one. Shane Warne this week.
Yeah, tell me.
Not great.
When did you do this?
3 o'clock this afternoon. All right, I'm getting desperate, Shane Warne. I'm a broken shell of a
full
man.
Full stop, you should have just left it there.
Yeah, I'm a broken shell of a man. Need to know whether Ryan Harris has done enough for first Ashes test. Now, that sort of sounds a bit weird. Like, I'm I'm sort of talking about the challenge to start with, but then I followed it up with a question, like just something. Someone actually replied to me and said, check out this one. It could give you inspiration. It's a Twitter account called Warnie Comments, and it's basically someone's created this Twitter account.
Right.
They've gone on to Shane Warne's Instagram, got these ridiculous, inane responses that people give to photos that have nothing to do with the photo. Let's face it, nothing to do with Shane Warne.
Yes.
And he tweets them, and they're very funny. Warnie Comments, at Warnie Comments. It's the best thing to come out of the Twitter challenge for me this week anyway.
Do you think this gives you an insight? And a leg up?
Well, not really, because as if he's replying to these numpties.
Right. So these aren't ones he's actually replied to.
No, they're just people's comments on his Instagram photos and stuff like that.
Right.
It's kind of weird. Okay. Now, I mentioned in the intro tonight, our Twitter challenge turned a corner, I should say. We'll give you more info on that when we get to the boys' sack, which is mail and feedback from our listeners this week. Our weekly Full Credit to the Boys Awards. This is where we've appreciated a couple of tweets during the week, and we want to give them a bit of, full credit. Amateur and celebrity, one of each.
Okay, my amateur was at Boodoo Inya. I'm sure that means something.
Okay.
Who tweeted about the massive Steve Maddai tackle.
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote, "That is fucking unbelievable. Not the shot from Maddai, just that his shoulder didn't fall off."
Yeah. No get up and grimace then. No, he was giving Dave Tyrrell some sneaky little words, I think, as well.
Someone said that he might have just leaned in his ear and said, "Are you okay?"
Yeah. He had a fairly cheeky look on his face.
You don't even want to hear that when you're down like that.
Are you okay? Just like, can you squeeze my finger? Something.
Green whistle.
Are you a celebrity?
Well, you do. Tell me your amateur.
Amateur, okay. This week was from Brent Tate's chin.
Wow.
At Droopy Tweets. Brent Tate's chin.
Droopy Tweets.
Yeah. So basically, the Queensland Maroons had, like their official Twitter account had tweeted, "Want to win a $200 Coles Myer gift voucher? Take this 5-minute survey for QUT." That's a uni or something, I suppose. So Brent Tate's chin tweets, "Great, we can't beat New South Wales, so we'll try and bore them to death with surveys." I feel like the Queensland Maroons, I feel like they've tweeted from the wrong account there. Almost like they had a couple of different people's
social
accounts.
Social media manager logged into the wrong one.
And they've logged in. Because what's a footy team tweeting a survey for? Really?
This is true.
Anyway, I enjoyed that Brent Tate's chin. I also enjoy that your name is Brent Tate's chin. What's your celebrity doing?
My celebrity is at PROF Dino, as in Professor Dino.
Oh, yeah,
which is
Dean Jones. Yeah.
Now, he replied to someone who, from a New Zealander who wrote, "It was great to see the game played in true spirit between New Zealand and England rather than the gutter where Australia seemed to drag it." And Dino replied very quickly, "Sadly, that gutter is cluttered with 5 World Cup trophies."
Take that, New Zealand, in one of the worst World Cup finals ever because you just stank it up. Also, that whole thing about the Ashes being a sledge-free zone coming from Jimmy Anderson.
That's rich.
Yeah. Speaking of dickheads in glass houses. Mm. So my celebrity was
dickhead?
My celebrity random footy facts qualifies as my celebrity this week at Footy Facts 37. Have a bit of a back and forth with this guy. I love Joel Reddy. He loves Ben Roberts.
Yes.
I think he has a hashtag Roberts Watch.
Right.
Yeah. I should get a Joel Reddy one. Red Rooster or something like that.
That's
if only
two
played
lines.
For Roosters.
What about anyway? Hashtag Ready for New South Wales Cup.
Or Joel Ready for this.
Good. I like that.
Yeah, I stole that from him. He's on YouTube.
Is he?
Search Joel Ready for this. It's very funny.
Sharpie doing that, unless it's a bloopers tape.
Random Footy Facts this week says, "I'm not sure when exactly that Vossi overtook Rabs as the best caller in the game, but the gap widens every week. Controversial, but the reason I included it is because I agree with it."
Yeah.
I 100% agree with it. People don't want to admit that Rabs is getting on and the quality of his call is dropping. As great a caller as he is, and I'll absolutely qualify this by saying he's probably the greatest rugby league caller we've had now to this point. But part of greatness is knowing when to let it go. Exhibit A, Ricky Ponting.
Mm.
I'm not being funny there. Ricky Ponting played one, maybe 2 years too long. I'm afraid that Rubs is going to do the same thing and damage his legacy. Mm. There's players making, you know, breaks down the field, and, you know, he's got 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds to work out who it is, and he's not getting them.
Well, he's calling redheaded blokes Polynesian names and vice versa.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a, it's not Cecil Wacker. He's not redhead and white as the driven snow.
No, he's not. So anyway, that's what I think. If you disagree, whether Vossi and Rabs are touting it out as the best caller, is Rabs still the best caller? Is Vossi long overtaken him? When did it happen? At Late Mailman's, my Twitter account. And if you've got something funny to let us know, just tag us in your tweets.
Hmm.
The Boys Sack Mail and Feedback. This is where we've gotten a few tweets from you guys this week. I want to give you guys a little bit of a plug for taking the effort to, for making the effort, I should say, to get in touch with us. First one this week, completely unsolicited, and it's good to hear from him again.
Yeah.
At that Jimmy Smith. I thought he might have gone off us a little bit after...
Joel.
Let's face it. Well, no, not Joel. Your comments about his missus.
Oh.
Tracy from Bondi.
Tracy from Bondi. Forgot about them.
Yeah, right. That Jimmy Smith tweeted the other day, trip home from St. Clair, Comets found me listening to at FCTTB underscore podcast with that late mailman and at former underscore legend, avoiding Pitt Street, he says, which is a reference to, well, former legend's Road promise Road. That he would walk naked down Pitt Street because he thought he knew more about NBL basketball in the 90s than I did.
Now, Jimmy's trip home from St. Clair, Comets, do you reckon he's out there on another job, selling pies at the shop?
He's probably scouting. He's probably a scout now.
I reckon he's the parking attendant at the St. Clair Comets or something.
Probably.
On
probably.
$2.50
always, always on the earn, as long as there's an earn. Fantasy underscore NRL CEO tweeted, a massive rumour from At Late Mailman on the at FCTTB underscore podcast this week. Paul Gallen to retire from all rugby league after Origin 3. Yes, we should probably talk about this one a little
bit. Let's do that.
Okay. So that was the mail I got early last week. Mm. And, you know, held a bit of weight. Mm. He hasn't been re-signed for next year yet, despite, you know, saying all along he wanted that one-year deal with Cronulla.
Toing and throwing.
It's no secret that there's been a bit of a blow-up via the Shark podcast over the past 5 to 7 days. Whereby Coach Shane Flanagan basically said Gallen will not be playing Origin next year. So Gallen's come out on Triple M on the weekend and strongly refuted that. All this basically leads us to think that perhaps my mail was slightly off and there was a retirement or a, you know, a standing down of sorts happening.
Mm.
This is where I think it's going to be taken. Because I actually spoke to him last week. He All said, that's a great rumour that you've heard. It's not true.
Mm.
There's going to be a one-year deal being announced soon. I reckon it's going to be happening along with... put it this way. New South Wales win the Origin.
Mm.
I say he stands down and announce he's going to sign with the Sharks for another year.
I'll put it this way. No matter what happens on Wednesday night, he stands down.
Is that his own choice or what do you think?
I think that's his choice if he wants to play, get another contract with the Sharks.
Well, from what Shane Flanagan said, it doesn't take much to read between the lines
not
and think
all.
That his idea is that Gal has clearly not been the servant for the club in terms of playing minutes for the last few years.
Says the bloke who spent 12 months overseas.
yeah. Interesting that Shark podcast thing, though.
I'm a bit disappointed.
Gallen's
in what
reaction to it.
Paul said of that.
He didn't exactly endear himself to fans of rugby league in general.
No, and I'm not sure. I think someone needs to educate Paul on how the internet works.
Mm.
And clearly he hasn't learnt from his see you next Tuesday tweet where he doesn't realise that things spread like wildfire. He came out and called the blokes who did that podcast a couple of drop kicks.
Yeah.
Really unfair, in my opinion. Them blokes are just doing a gig, having a bit of a laugh, and they actually said to the club, is there anything you want taken out of this interview before we air it? And they said no.
Yeah.
Now, they've put it out there. They've got a scoop. Everyone's congratulated on them, except for Paul Gallen, who said that they were at fault. How the bloody hell are they at fault?
No, the issue is with Shane Flanagan. There's clearly... he's clearly just aired his wishes right there, and it's basically he's probably just aired a stipulation that's going to be in Gallen's contract.
Of course it is.
Anyway, we'll wait and see, but it looks like Gallen will be wanting to play on next year. Mm. A lot of our followers have enjoyed that rumor though.
I remember when you told me about it, and I said, "Where's your source?" You told me the source. And I said to you after the podcast, you got to run that. Because if you don't run it and you find out it does come true, you're going to kick yourself forever.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with running that. If you get told it and you think, well, it's not beyond the realms of possibilities, then you run with it. No dramas.
At Ortho Eagle, looks like he's a new listener to us. He says, just listen to my first show. Brilliant. Love that Paul Gallen rumour. So there you go. He came in at a good time. Good on you, Ortho Eagle. At DPS Socket says, time to call stumps on this Twitter challenge, boys. Here we go. I proposed one with Mel McLaughlin and Adam Spencer. Check out Mel's bio.
Adam Spencer's a one-eyed rugby league fan.
I don't think either of us are clever enough to try to converse with Adam Spencer.
Nah, he'd lap us.
Mel McLaughlin, I don't know much about Mel, to be honest. I know that she's done really well in the Big Bash over the last couple of seasons, but that's
about
all.
Did you check her bio out?
I did.
Tell the fans.
Game of two halves or something. Game of two halves, full credit to the boys.
Yeah.
Bloody loves us. So she's so clearly a top bird.
Clive tweeted her.
Yes.
And thanked her for the free shout out on her bio. Yeah. Expecting that to be changed in the next week or so, I imagine.
Yeah, that's right. And we had in at Ben Pugsley as well, who said, in quotes, drove a knife through Ricky Stewart's tiny heart of stone. Love your work, Clive. Funniest thing I've heard for a while. So there you go.
Clive's got a fan.
Yeah.
Finally.
Exceptional. Absolutely exceptional. Bit of a shorter full credit to the boys this week. There's a reason for that, though, because we're going to have a pretty intense game of iPhone roulette in just a moment and give you a second podcast this week. Just because.
Two for the price of one.
Two for the price of one.
Buy now.
Two download stats for the price of one.
One for you, one for your mum.
It's very good. So have a look above this podcast in your podcast list and make sure you get it. iPhone roulette with a special guest. Who will it be? We'll find out when we spin the phone. Thanks for listening. You can get us at @FCTTB_podcast, @LateMailman, @former_legend. Don't hesitate to get onto iTunes. Leave us a review. Also, if you get some full credit to the boys, if you hear some during the week, let us know. We'll try to get them here on the show.
Thank you. Good boy.